Welcome to the Service Management Leadership Podcast with Jeffrey Tiefertiller.
Good Tuesday to you. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller with another Service Management Leadership Podcast. I often talk about the CMDB. I am passionate about doing our CMDB processes, tooling better. In fact, if you cannot get your CMDB right, it's tough to do service management well. Consider these examples. Your CMDB will establish the scope for your other processes and practices, because the scope of your CIs and CI classes, along with the attributes, represent what is a change, what is an incident, and what is not. Take that a step further. It's hard to have an incident on something not in your CMDB, isn't it? How do you respond? It's almost impossible to, because you don't know what it is. Second, the relationships in the CMDB are leveraged to make decisions in the other processes or practices. We use the CMDB to make decisions. Think about, how do you assess the risk of a change? Well, we use the CMDB because we know that this change impacts these CIs, and this other change impacts those other CIs. So we know, hey, we can put these two changes in at the same time and everything will be okay. It helps us assess the risk of the change. Now imagine how a good CMDB helps impact those change assessments and risk versus a bad one. Now you're going to have change collisions. You're going to have things change that you don't know about. Think about how you might have a change to move a software from version 4.5 to 5, but in your CMDB, it has version 3. It's really going to be tough to assess the risk of that change and the associated changes, won't it? Number three, the governance and accuracy of your CMDB determines how your other processes or practices will be governed. I think of the Configuration Control Board, which is governance for your CMDB. I think of your SMO. But if I'm trying to govern incident management, for example, I'm going to use the reports from my CMDB to let me know how I'm doing. Whether you want to look at knowledge or problem or change or incident, this governance and accuracy of your CMDB impacts those other processes and practices. There are many more examples, but I'll leave you with this one. It's really multiple parts, but if you're looking to calculate anything with your services, whether it's uptime, cost, you know, we care about service uptime, service cost, even service performance, SLAs, you must start with your CMDB first, right? Imagine having a bad CMDB and not services defined, and now you're trying to figure out what the cost of that service is. Good luck, right? So think about, how do we do this CMDB stuff better? I'm going to argue that you should invest in your CMDB first and foremost. It drives quality everywhere. If your organization needs help in this area, please reach out to me. Service Management Leadership would love to help you. Hope you have a great, great day.